Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
I'll have a happy new year next year. 'Cause things ain't going good around here. It seems to be so sad. That's January 1st and I already feel bad. I'll have a happy new year next year.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. For fans of the band Violent Femmes, this year has turned out to be a pretty happy one. The trio, which sold millions of records during the heyday of alternative rock in the 80s and 90s, hadn't released any new music since 2000, and things seemed bleak for Violent Femmes fans in 2009 when internal legal wrangling led the band to actually break up. But then came a surprise reunion at Coachella in 2013, and this spring, a new four-song EP called Happy New Year. The group is now on a summer tour, and they've stopped by the Soundcheck studio to play some of their new songs, and an old favorite as well. This one's called Love, 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 Love. It's Violent Femmes live on Soundcheck.
Step one, I did it for fun. It was a simple way to start. Lights out, what's it all about? I only got one cheek to turn. Some do it for the summit, the cumbre. Some do it for the climb. Some people know when to settle down. Me, I can't help but wonder what's on the other side. I want love, 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 love. Forgive and forget about it. Some say they'll know it when they see it, while others follow it blind. Some science appliance has made it all calculated. It's just a chemical imbalance in the weaker mind. I want love, 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 love. Love, 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 love.
Love, 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 love,
all around me, all around.
Violent Femmes live on Soundcheck with a song called Love, 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 Love. Did I get enough loves in there, Gordon?
That's it.
That's five.
That's the one. That's what I was told it
All
was.
Right.
I didn't write that song. That's a. People are surprised about it. I told a friend recently I didn't write that. I said that's a cover song.
Of who?
Yeah, but Jake Brebs. It's a cover song of a song that basically nobody knows. So that's the way we think. Very smart.
Yeah. Nice. Wait a minute. Isn't Jake the one who did the video for this song?
Yes, absolutely.
Ah.
Yes.
Which and is... he did a wonderful job on both things. And Gordon did not tell us that he didn't write this song when we recorded it, so we thought we were recording a new Gaynor original, and it shows that it's a good choice because it
fits
with our
in with
sound,
your sound
world.
Yeah. Brian Ritchie on backing vocals and the acoustic bass guitar. Brian Viglione playing a single snare drum and a single cymbal. And, of course, Gordon Gaynor singing lead and playing the guitar. So the EP, Gordon, is...
And I'll just interject, Brian Viglione also background vocals.
And backing vocals
yeah.
as well. The EP is called Happy New Year. And, guys, this was, as I understand it, literally a New Year project, right?
New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
We recorded it. We recorded the whole EP on New Year's Eve.
Where?
I'll let Brian Ritchie talk about
yeah.
it because it's his kind of his home turf at this point, or it is for sure.
We were on tour in Australia, and we had just performed at Sydney Opera House
mm-hmm.
and also the Woodford Folk Festival, which is nice because we are a folk band in some ways. And we had a day off in Hobart before our next gig, which was New Year's Eve.
Now, Hobart's in Tasmania, on the island.
That's right, Hobart, capital of Tasmania.
Mm-hmm. Where
so
you
we just
now
popped
live.
Into the studio and recorded an EP.
On New Year's Eve.
Yeah, nothing better to do.
Yeah, kind of solves the question of what are you going to do on New Year's Eve?
Anything.
But so you had these songs kind of ready to go?
Well, I had songs and some people had heard some of them
mm-hmm.
and some people had not heard some of them. And that's the way we work. And we all got together. And then we just worked it out. The arrangements, everything came together. And it was basically a live recording in one room, and that's how we did it.
Hmm. Now, when you say some people hadn't heard them, what about the two people who were in the room here with you?
That's the some people I'm talking about. Yeah, I didn't mean you. And also, can you imagine that musicians just in one room and playing? Can you imagine that? Have you ever seen such a
thing? Or likes to play
like
the
every day
of,
your life, maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what we're doing right now.
Now, Brian Viglione, as opposed to Brian Ritchie, we've heard you playing with Dresden Dolls in the past.
Yes.
Still doing that on occasion
with
Amanda
Palmer.
Every
once in a while when the stars align.
Yeah. And Nine Inch Nails as well. So now, Brian R. and Gordon, I mean, the kind of the problem with Blister in the Sun being used in the Wendy's ad, that was between the two of you.
When I'm out walking, I strut my stuff and I'm so strung out.
That seems clearly to be behind you now. And yet, as the trio came out of it, you're both still here, and Victor, the original drummer, is out.
Victor has been in and out of the band several times, so there was
right.
a long period when we had another drummer named Guy Hoffman.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what happens, it seems like when we need someone to play drums, the right person comes along, and we definitely have the right person now with Vig.
Gordon, as a songwriter, does
yeah.
it change your approach knowing that there is a different kind of third side to the triangle?
No, it doesn't. And may I ask why there's a drawing, a nice drawing of an ear of corn with the leaves coming off of it and a big letter shuck with a exclamation point.
You may well ask.
And it's too late because I just asked.
This is a sign. I had booked a band, a Brooklyn band, and they had a song I really liked, but the chorus consisted of a single word that you cannot say on the radio.
This is good because we're going to do one of those.
Thank you.
Seriously, and I forgot to ask. It would have
I was like, guys, what are we going to do? I want you to do the song, but it's got this word. And they said, don't worry, we do a version where we sing shuck instead. And they brought this sign with this beautifully illustrated ear of corn and the word shuck underneath it. And during the chorus, my job sitting here was to hold up the sign either side. One side simply says shuck in bigger letters to remind them to sing the appropriate word. And it worked a treat, and it has become an amazing little conversation starter here in the studio since.
We'll cue you when your time comes.
Yeah, we're going to need that.
Shortly.
So,
for what song?
Oh, that'll come. We'll tell
you. A little bit later.
Because this next song, now, Gordon, this is one of yours, Fast Horses.
Right.
Full of horse racing imagery.
Yes.
Are you a race tracker?
Are
you a rail bird?
No. And I'm thinking, I don't even think I'm going to know all these terms. A friend of mine here in New York, Dominic Engel, directed a movie and put an independent film called Fast Horses. And so I wrote the song, which is in the film, that's just, it's hiding someplace.
Ah.
The movie exists somewhere, and I wrote this for the film.
Huh. And now it's a violent femme song.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what. There's a good little collection of things that I've written for movies that either made it to the movie or didn't make it to the movie, or the movie didn't come out, and then we get to play them.
All right. Well, you want to play this one?
Yeah.
Fast Horses is the name of it. It's on the new EP by the band Violent Femmes. The EP is called Happy New Year. Let's hear the band here live on Soundcheck.
Anyway, it's not that I don't love you. It's not that I can't cry because I want to cry. I love you when I think that everything and everyone I love will die fast. Horses racing. Slow, win, place, or show. Everything in life must go. There's something that John Lennon never wrote. Tell me what you hear when you listen closely to the notes. He never sang a beautiful song, not like Frank or what's his name, Elton John. Some crazy Christian killed him, the poor bloke. But he was running with some fast horses. He was racing around the track. Although the course is slow, win, place, or show, everything in life must go. Stand up for me and I will stand, I will stand up for you. Need to recover. There's nothing that stand-up guys don't do for each other. They tore down the bar and I totaled the car. You can have a drink to futility. You're not as bad as you think, and you are beautiful to me. And you can be like fast horses, racing, ripping, running down the track. Although the course is slow, win, place, or show, even the loser should know that he was a fast, fast horse. And he was racing, ripping, ragging round the track. Of course, the course is slow. Win, place, or show. Everything in life must go. 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 Fast horses. Fast horses.
Fast Horses, a slow song from Violent Femmes. Gordon Gano singing and playing guitar, Brian Ritchie on acoustic bass guitar and backing vocals, and Brian Viglione on percussion and backing vocals. You'll find that on the new Violent Femmes EP called Happy New Year, recorded on New Year's Eve in Brian Ritchie's adopted homeland of Australia on the island of Tasmania. Is there more where this came from? Will there be a Violent Femmes full length coming?
We actually have been in the studio here in Brooklyn and recorded about half of an album. We had some other songs that were already recorded before that. So we just have to finish up a few more songs while we're out here on the road, and then we should have something for the people early next year.
So it'll be a Happy New Year next year in 2016 as well.
That's right.
Is the hope. Brian, it's been a while since I last saw you, but you were on my other program, New Sounds, in your role as a shakuhachi player, the Japanese bamboo flute. Are you still playing?
Yeah, I play a lot of shakuhachi around the world, not only in Australia, and it's a good balance for the life of a rock musician to play also a different kind of instrument and different style, solo like that. And we all have different musical pursuits outside the band.
Right. Gordon, among your many other sort of pursuits and accolades, you're actually mentioned in The Time Traveler's Wife, the novel by Audrey Niffenegger.
Yes. Yeah. And the band is, Violent Femmes are. It's not just me personally, but
well,
I think there's
you,
an emphasis on me for some.
As I recall, she has you glaring at the crowd. Are you a glarer in live performance?
I don't think so, but it could have happened. Maybe I used to glare.
Mm.
Now I find everything so humorous. I just smile a lot. I've gone from glaring. If I did, maybe I did. I just smile a lot because this is just funny.
Did you see the movie version of the book?
I did not.
Yeah, I didn't either. I don't know if that scene made it to the film.
No,
well,
we
didn't
in,
because we filmed it and it didn't.
Yeah, we got.
Oh,
yeah,
so you actually
we were in what we thought was going to be the movie, and we were there for the shoot, and we were played, and you know the whole thing.
Hanging
and we're
around with Eric Bana,
and this is going to be this will stay in because this is an important shot and an important scene, and blah blah blah. And I know, you know, we all know how that goes with movies, and but I guess we were hoping because being in the book and being in the shot and doing the whole thing that we'd, you know, find a little in there, and we didn't.
So there is some lost footage out there that should somehow get bootlegged and make its way onto YouTube.
And it's Blister in the Sun that she writes about in
love,
the book.
I think. Wasn't it?
Was it? I thought it was Give Me the Car, I thought.
I
thought in
I
the
think
book.
We recorded well, we a number played, of we, songs.
Well, in the book, I think it might have been "Give Me the Car," maybe. But I think we were in the in when the movie was being filmed. I think we were playing "Prove My Love."
The lifesavers. I'm dropping hints, candy for candy, coated tongue. You're being so good, so very good for me. What do you think? Tell me honestly. I'm way, 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 way for you to come. Oh, tell me now.
What do I have to do?
Yeah, tell me now.
What do I have to do?
Yeah, tell me now.
What do I have to do?
Maybe a couple of the songs as well.
What, the footage looked amazing too. It looked like so it really looked the... like early, you know, punk kind of club footage.
Well, all right. So that joins the long list of things that belong in the director's cut, I suppose.
That's right.
Yeah.
Violent Femmes, the band, their EP is called Happy New Year. You guys did spend a lot of the aughts as a touring band. How are you going to do? I mean, Gordon, you're living in Denver. And Brian, you're in Tasmania. Brian V, where do you live?
Just uptown.
Okay. So how does that work?
We haven't had this all three band members in the same city since 1983. So it's always been two in Milwaukee, one in New York, two in New York, one in Milwaukee.
We've always had one member in New York City.
Yeah.
Oh,
which you still do.
That's kind of nice. Exactly. It's always still.
But it's different people.
Different people.
Having done the New York to Central Australia flight, that is not something that you can't compare that to Milwaukee to New York.
I did it six times last year.
Oh, my God.
That was insane.
Brian Ritchie's flight stamina is absolutely heroic at this point.
And that's like a week and a half recovery time each time.
No, it's a week and a half flight in the air.
All it takes is a martini. I got here in New York, and they had a martini stand. They were giving away free martinis. And after that, I felt perfectly at home back in New York.
All right. Now, my understanding is that in Tasmania at one point, Brian, you put together a kind of local all-star music lineup to do the first Violent Femmes record. Is that right?
Well, I'm the music curator at MONA, which is the Museum of Old and New Art. It's the largest private museum in the Southern Hemisphere. And one of my many duties is to organize festivals. And the Dresden Dolls were one of the artists that came down there. And we had another artist fall out of the lineup, and I asked Amanda to do something else, and she diabolically coerced me into doing the Femmes' first album.
So it was her fault. Huh?
Yes, it was Amanda's fault. And then Mick Harvey played guitar, and John Parrish, they shared the guitar duties.
From P.J. Harvey's band.
That was essentially became Vig's audition, because when we needed a drummer, I already knew exactly how he interpreted the material.
So when you did the Coachella thing, Gordon, that was a reunion where you revisit the whole first album? Did you guys do that?
Yes, we played the whole first album, and then we did that for the rest of that year. I think every time we played the album start to finish, which was a lot of fun to do that. And now it's a lot of fun to mix it up and to be doing songs from any period, any time, as well as there's songs on the first album that we enjoy playing and people know and love, a lot of people.
So Added Up being one of them, and you're going to play that for us. Is this the one?
Do I need
my shuck sign here?
Can you actually?
I've heard this on the radio, though.
Well, I've sometimes said shuck, and sometimes I've just
you've just
substituted a different word, or maybe just didn't say anything. You're looking like you're not going to pick up that card.
I'm not touching it. You can do whatever you want. This is what artistic license, man. It's your song.
I don't need to make me feel that I shouldn't really say shuck. You know? Because the other band wasn't supposed
if
to.
If you've had a hankering to use the word shuck in one of your songs,
gosh.
And this is your opportunity
is
to do
one
it,
chance.
Then you go ahead and
this
do it.
This is my
that.
One chance to shuck.
All right. It's the band Violent Femmes, and I am not responsible for whatever happens next here in the Soundcheck studio. The song is called Add It Up.
Day after day.
then I will start.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Why can't I get just one kiss? Why can't I get just one kiss? Believe me, some things that I wouldn't miss. But I look at your pants, I need a kiss. Say, why can't I get just one screw? Why can't I get just one screw? Believe me, I know what to do, but something won't let me make love to you. Why can't I get just one shuck? I guess it's got something to do with luck. But I waited my whole life for just one day after day. I get angry and I will say that the day is in my sight. When I take a bow, I'll say goodnight. Oh, my, 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 oh, my mom, if you kept your eye on your son, I know you got problems, you're not the only one. When your sugar left you on the run. Some, oh, my, 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 take a look now, look what your boy has done. He's walking around like he's number one. He went downtown and he got on my gun. So don't shoot, shoot, shoot that thing at me. Don't shoot, shoot, shoot that thing at me. No, you got my sympathy, but don't shoot, shoot, shoot that thing at me. Don't shoot, shoot, shoot that thing at me. Don't shoot, shoot, shoot that thing at me. No, you got my sympathy, don't shoot, shoot, shoot that thing at me. You're broken down kitchen at the top of the stairs. Can I mix in with your affairs? Share a smoke, make a joke. You got to grasp and reach for a leg of hope. And some words to memorize. Words hypnotize. Words make my mouth exercise. Words all fail the magic prize. Nothing I can say when I'm in your thighs. Oh, my, 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 my mother. I would love to love you, lover. City stresses, it's ready to pounce. Oh, your bedroom, ounce for ounce. Oh, my, 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 my mother. I love to love you, lover. City's faces, it's ready to pounce. To go in your bedroom, ounce for ounce. Giving you a decision to make. Things to lose, things to take. Just about ready to cut it up. She said, wait a minute, hold on, I'm going to add it up. I want to add it up. Add it up. Hey, hey.
Add it up.
Violent Femmes, live on Soundcheck, Add It Up. Man, that song still sounds great 30-plus years later. I mean, of course, it's different now, I guess, than Gordon when you first played it.
Oh,
30 years.
It's about as much the same as something can be. Except for the corn part this
there
time.
Was
One
a, yes,
time
there
only
was,
with the corn.
There was an important difference. In,
yeah,
but you know what? Look, we suddenly have a Supreme Court that allows poor people to have health insurance and gay people to get married. I'm sure they would have been okay with you using the original lyrics to the song.
Well, it's come around to that. Let's get to the priorities. Yeah.
Provided lyrics with vegetarian options.
Yeah.
So Happy New Year is out. We've got four new songs. We've got the new album in the works. We're looking, hopefully, at the beginning of next year. Summer tour, and then what? Do you all have, like, other things that will occupy you for the rest of the year, or is there talk of maybe extending
the
tour?
I'm assuming we're all going to have something to do. Yeah, but I think we'll go on our independent paths for the most part.
And then reconvene.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Although there is still, as Brian Ritchie mentioned, there's still going to be some recording that we'll be doing.
Gordon, can you write on the road?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Why not?
Sure, he said
there
after
have been
some
times
thought.
Well, to give maybe a little more answer to, I think, your question is that there have been some tours where I've written a lot.
Yeah.
Like stay up at night after the gig and just write and be creative. And then there are other times where I just feel like it's all going into the show.
Yeah.
And then I basically don't. And that's okay, too. Either way's fine.
All right. The band is Violent Femmes. The EP is called Happy New Year. It's out now. Gordon, Brian, and Brian, what a lot of fun it's been having the three of you here. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
thank you.
John.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Do you like American music?
We like all kinds of music.
But I like American music best. Baby, you want to make...
That does it for this podcast, but make sure to check out our archives of live performances, in-studio videos, exclusive music previews, and much more at soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.